Hey, Mr. Jerome, it's Jasmine. How are you feeling today?
That's Jasmine.
Yeah,
Jasmine,
how are you feeling?
With the home care agency. Yeah. Wow. Why aren't we going out for our date then?
Yeah, you want to go for a date? What county do you reside in?
I'm only kidding with you, girl.
I know. What county do you reside in, Jerome?
Berks County,
all right. And you need a little assistance at home, correct?
Yes.
All right. What's your home address, Jerome?
You know it. 230 South 6th Street. First floor front. Reading, PA, 9602. And you want the 4 digits after that?
1 second. I got 230 South 6th Street, apartment first floor rear. Was that
first
rear or front?
First floor front.
Got it. First floor front. What's the city?
19602.
19602. And what's the city?
Reading,
PA. All right. And your date of birth, Mr. Jerome?
2-11-1955.
You sound like a young spring chick.
I don't feel like it right now, Jasmine.
That's okay. We're going to get you the help you need, okay? We're going to get you some help. Are you gender-friendly, or would you prefer strictly a female to come in and assist you?
I have somebody I have in mind.
Okay. What's their first and last name?
Glenda.
Yes.
Glenda.
Hey, Miss Glenda. It's Jasmine. How are you today?
Hi, Jasmine. What company are you with?
This is Family First Care.
Okay. I'm already in your system.
Glenda, what's your last name?
Prior. And I work with Mary. I sent her the information.
Okay.
But anyway, Glenda Hewitt, H-U-Y-E-T-T.
And a good number to reach you, Ms. Hewitt?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
A good phone number to reach you, Ms. Hewitt.
Okay. 610-698-4820.
That's 610-698-4820.
4820, yes.
Got it. Give me 1 second while I check his waiver, okay? 1 second.
Okay.
You're talking about them people calling me up.
She hasn't been here.
Jasmine has been here.
This lady has not been here. This is with the company that I'm with.
This Jasmine I'm talking to now, she used to be until Joey kicked her out.
No, sir. This is the first time I speak to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
I got a different Jasmine.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of Jasmines out there. Don't confuse us all, okay? I'm Jasmine with Family First.
The voice sounded very familiar, too, though. It does.
We all look alike to him.
Nah. Yeah. I'm almost petrified anyhow, so anything goes, you know?
All right. I like that.
She got the same class as the other
Do you have your service coordinator's phone number, name and number?
Yes.
What's the name and number to the service coordinator?
Okay. Oh, 1 second. I got to get on my phone here to find it.
Take your time.
It's Mary, is my lady that I deal with. And her number is 267.
Okay.
551.
I'm sorry, 267.
Yes. 551.
551-7437. So that's 267-551-7437, and she's from AmeriHealth Caritas, correct? That's his insurance.
No, that's with you. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were looking who I dealt with your company.
No, he
doesn't have anybody that I know of. Do you have a coordinator for your insurance?
Not that I know.
He doesn't know.
Okay, I got you. I'll find her.
The first time I'm going through this stuff, so I'm ignorant at it, you know, and some people have a little bit more knowledge and they're trying to help me out.
Right.
Okay, well, that's what we're here for, okay? Give me one second while I can get someone to further you guys along. Okay, 1 second.
Have you put your shirt on now?
Huh?
You're going to need that.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Please hold, okay?
Okay. You go and take him, but this is coming back, right? Okay. Oh, yeah. You said you got to cut it up. Okay. I'll take care of what I can on this.
Yep.
All right.
They didn't call me back, Tom. I just had an appointment I had to go to.
Okay.
I will call. If they need anything more from me, because they already have all my information in their system.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be anything else for me. Just tell them I'm here if we can check it on you.
Yeah.
You're doing, you know.
Shadow.
In and out a couple times a day.
Shadow.
You know, a couple times a day when you're out there. Just carrying your stuff.
No, you're a great help to me, though, too. You are. I'm ignorant in some of this stuff. I don't know what to do with it.
Right, and I didn't know.
I've been ignorant
in
the
years for you, but they did for him. So
I've been with you, man, for like maybe five, 6 years now, and I just let it roll over. I don't question it or nothing. No.
Yeah,
I am
stuck. If you don't know what the process is and what the system can give you don't know what to ask for.
Yeah, like that lift chair.
Right.
Yeah, I'll vote for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll go for something like that.
As you charge the paper?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of stuff that you only pay for once, but at least it's once and done. So, okay. Oh,
that's true, yeah. You need the keys to get back in?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put all that paper down. Top down.
As far as doing the call, I'll help direct you in the right direction.
Who is Ted? I don't remember.
So it was Jazz and not.
4443. Okay.
She said, no, we're not me.
Okay, I'm going to be transferring you to Ms. Dina. Please hold, okay? She's going to further you along, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Jerome, welcome to Family First Care, okay? It's been a pleasure assisting you. You call me if you need me.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
So just start writing your names down.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. You were just speaking with Jasmine, right? You got transferred over?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I'm an intake coordinator, which means that I'll be assisting you guys until you are ready to start with us, okay?
Yeah, I've worked with you a little bit when I was working with Gary Johnson, just so you know.
Could I have your name again, please?
My name is Dina, spelled D-I-N-A. So what's your name? I'm going to check up to see if you're up to date with the files.
Okay, it's Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A, Hewitt, H-E-Y-E-T-T.
Oh, okay, great. All right, you should be good to go. I see that you're active with us, so that'll speed up the process. So the only thing that needs to happen now is we just need an authorization from the insurance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you in contact with your service coordinator at all?
He doesn't know that he even has one.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm ever doing any of this stuff. With
all right, let me look at this up. I should be able to find out who it is. Is it with Keystone?
No, he's with the Humana, I believe.
I'm you with Humana.
Humana, okay.
Hey, I have an appointment. I gotta step out. Are you good as far as I'm concerned?
Yes, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. We just need to be in touch with the patient and the insurance now.
Very good. All right, you have a blessed day.
Okay, you as well. All right, so I'm just, give me one moment. I'm just waiting for it to load. I'm going to find out who the service coordinator is.
I say I'm ignorant about this stuff.
What did you say?
I'm ignorant about how to go about getting all this stuff together or something, you know, I need help, so my friends helped me out.
Did you have home care services in the past or no?
No, I haven't. It's hard for me to ask for help, huh? It's very hard for me to...
Oh, I understand.
After doing the rinsing and stuff like that, you know, I have a hard time asking for help.
We're going to help you out with this process. We'll be able to assist you. We have dozens of patients who are looking for the same kind of help, okay? So I'm just going to look up the service coordinator's information. Can I text it to you?
Yeah, I don't know how long this is going to go on because once I get my hernia fixed, I'm going to get my eye done. I have a hole in my retina and I got a cataract. I got to get them done. Then I got to get my left shoulder replaced. Then I got to get my knee done for the third time. Then my right shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm serious.
Well, it shouldn't be long.
I try to stay as healthy as I possibly can, but my body's breaking down, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
I can't do it.
So it's not a long process because it looks like you already approved for services. And your caregiver already completed the requirements. So it shouldn't be long. All we need to do is just get in contact with that service coordinator. I'm not sure if she's in today because it's President's Day, but if not, I'll try to get through to her tomorrow. Once I get through to her, I'm going to add you to the call, and we'll speak to her together and tell her about that we need services, and then within the week, we should be able to set everything up.
Okay, because I go on the 25th at 1 o'clock for hernia surgery.
The 25th? Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to try to have everything set up before then. Very sure that we will, unless something...
Okay.
Yeah, unless something stopped by, I really don't think that'll happen. Okay. So I'll keep you posted. I'm going to text you my phone number now, and I'll keep you posted regarding the insurance, when I'm able to reach them, and so on and so forth, okay?
Okay. I thank you, Dina.
No problem. You have a good one.
You too now. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.